Vera.
Hi.
Hi. Sapori Oils is closing. Yeah. Well, it's now closed.
Yes, it is now closed.
How long were you in business for?
Sapori was here before I purchased it, but I purchased it in 2018, June. So we've been here just over 5 years.
I'm sure a lot of businesses had trouble getting established over the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. But if not for really a wonderful community who, for the most part, is very supportive of local business, we probably wouldn't have lasted this long. But it just didn't grow the way it needed to. And a decision had to be made, and here we are now.
Yeah. And time for you to move on to something new.
Something new. Right. Something new and something that will pay the bills.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it? Yeah. What did you do here? What was Sapori Oils?
So Sapori Olive Oils and Vinegars was a tasting bar that promoted balsamic vinegars from Modena, Italy. A really premium quality product that you could be really certain of an added finesse to your meal. It was something that I enjoyed so much that I didn't feel like I ever sold it. I just felt like I was sharing it. And the tasting bar experience was always my favorite part of doing business, for sure.
I have to admit, it was my favorite part of coming in, too.
Yeah, for sure.
So how many different oils did you sell?
At the peak, we probably had 30 different olive oils that were infused and several that were non-infused, so just plain extra virgin olive oil. Probably the same, probably about 40 in the balsamic vinegars, both the white and the traditional dark.
And you sold other things here too, because I remember that hot chocolate maker, which I still have.
Do you? Yeah, that was wonderful. That foam and heat the milk, yeah, that was my favorite.
You also had Momugi teas.
Yes, Momugi tea was great. I found them at the market, and we met the owners, and they shared their product with us. So that was fun. And then we had a line of tea that we had packaged for us under the Sapori name, and that was a great addition to the business. But mostly we stuck to the oils, the vinegars, some pickled vegetables, some spices, but the bulk of our business was that.
Well, kind of nice that you supported other little businesses while you were here too.
That is a wonderful thing about this community. Other businesses, like, they're just so welcoming and willing to share their experiences, their expertise. Yeah, it's going to be really sad to not be involved with the downtown business anymore. Somebody else is going to occupy the space that Sapori was in, and they are coming from the Lower Mainland, and I believe it's called The Taste of India.
Oh.
And my limited knowledge is that they're going to have some Asian style snack food and grocery items.
That sounds interesting.
Well, talking to the new occupant of this space, he said that he's not opening a store for the Asian community, he's opening it for all. He says that there's people of all nationalities that enjoy Indian snacks and Indian food, so that's his focus, is for the community as a whole. It's going to be exciting. I look forward to seeing how they occupy the store and make use of all the new renovations, so that's good. I'm going to take a well-deserved little break, and then I'll be out in the job market for sure.
Are you staying in the Shoe Swap?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love Salmon Arm. I'm staying here. My roots are already planted. And
you came from out of town?
I did. I came from Penticton, so in the Okanagan.
And you like us better?
There's definite attractions to the Shoe Swap, indeed. And just as a last comment for me, I would really like to give my warm-hearted thanks to all the community who, during these 5 years, have come in again and again and been so supportive, so kind with their words. And even these last 2 weeks, when they come in to say, oh, we're so sad you're leaving, it really made the closing not easier, but it just made me feel like I was, that I was doing a good job. That's what it is, that I was doing a good job. Because when you close a business, sometimes you feel a bit defeated and that you didn't do it right.
Thanks so much, Vera.
Thank you.